Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We are counting down to the presidential inauguration, and we may or may not have tickets, but we are already having quite a party. We started it yesterday.
Say, nation. In the wake of quarrels, say hope.
That's the voice of poet Kwame Dawes giving us the first line of what we aspire to be the national inaugural poem composed by Kwame Dawes and you. He gets the first line, but we asked you to follow up with more lines. We're collecting the answers, the contributions on Twitter under the hashtag PrezPoem. That's Prez with a Z. All you have to do is tweet a line to us with that hashtag, PrezPoem, Prez with a Z, and we're inviting your text messages and calls as well. We'd love to hear your voices. We'll put it all together in an amalgam that we hope will be, and the name of the poem at this point is Hope, the national inaugural poem crowdsourced and composed by you. Joining us now is Willie Cheer, founder of Collaborator, a website that's crowdsourcing a novel. Welcome, Willie.
Hi, hello.
And it is great to welcome back Patrick Henry Bass, books editor for Essence and great friend to this program. Patrick?
Always good to see you, John.
Great to have you here. So, first of all, tell me a little bit about your assessment of this experiment that we're conducting. I'll give you some of the results here, but you have a lot more experience in this than I do, Willie.
I think it's very interesting. The only difference between, I think, what you're doing and a project I did is that this one, I think it presents an interesting problem of having to curate all the submissions that people have sent you guys and how to order it so that you have something coherent at the end.
Everybody needs an editor, right, Patrick?
Absolutely. I certainly do.
So this is sort of the cutting edge of literature creation right now, if I might not be too self-aggrandizing here.
You never are. Yeah. And this couldn't come a moment too soon, because if there's anyone that takes a beating, it's always the poet laureate. This is
right.
Great to put it in the hands of the people. Wouldn't you say, Willie? Let's see what the people will do. I loved Elizabeth Alexander's praise song for the day. I thought that was pretty exceptional. And then I read the reviews of it the next day, and she took a drubbing there. So put it in the hands of the people, and let's see what the people are producing.
And say, nation, in the wake of quarrels, say hope. Kwame Dawes started us off, but listen to some of these lines that have come in so far. And heart in hand, for the sake of the young, of the old, of all those who, another line, dream, neighbor, in the face of fear, sing mercy. Say one, say all, to abandon hope is to further the fall. While darkness floods our spirits, say light and shatter all our scattering shadows. Not bad, huh?
No, and your imitation of Hal Holbrook is quite admirable.
Oh,
right?
Stop. Our thanks to Karen Storm, Buddy Erkin, John Stetson, and Andrew Belly, who are contributing at hashtag PrezPoem. Do you get more than you need in these kinds of collaborative projects, Willie Cheer, or do you have to prop it up because it's a little thin? How does it work?
Well, you know, when I wrote the collaborators, I wanted the editing process to be all driven and determined by the community, and so that's why I had like a voting system, and so that kind of props it up internally, because it kind of pushes down a lot of the trolls. Not that I get a lot, but it does allow the best sentence every time to kind of rise to the top.
You know, I'm really gratified by, you know, Kwame Dawes says, say nation, in the wake of quarrels, say hope. People are really picking up on the rhythm, on the
right
construction. It's not like they're just going their own way.
Yes. Yeah. I see one right here. And when we are headed for the next cliff, we shall never say timbered. Danny Ribeiro at Too Much Me. What we're seeing here is that they are definitely getting into the rhythm and the groove that Kwame has sort of set. They're not venturing too far off. And I'm not sure, Willie, with you, but I've seen some of these experiments, like The Guardian UK did They did something in the fall with A.M. Holmes and a couple of other writers, and it ended up being a murder mystery. So I mean, where it started and where it ended up going with just 140 characters in a very short space was quite creative, but also quite surprising and unexpected. And this, I feel, you know, for the moment, for the pageantry of the inauguration and for the patriotism of the times, this is really trying to get at unity, which is I dare say that some of the poet laureates in the past have sort of stumbled over their own words, and this is kind of flowing. So thumbs up to the takeaway.
Well, that's great to hear from Patrick Henry Bass, who's the book's editor of Essence. I mean, it does have a kind of collective voice quality. Say hope in our soul, says Marie Anello. Hear unity from voices that speak, says Cord. Sean Allen, wade through injustice, tide, say freedom.
Yes.
These guys are good.
Yes. And John and Willie, I just want to add, let every voice lift with humanity. That's Patrick Henry Bass.
You tweeted that in?
This. I just did. Yeah, I was thinking of James Weldon Johnson. I'm not, I don't know, John. I have
tweet
to go.
It in. No.
I'll tweet it in. I'll tweet.
Come on.
I'll tweet. I'll vlog it.
You know how to do it. No, we'll blog it and then yes. tweet it in yes. also okay, under cool. hashtag yes. Prez Poem, Prez with a Z. Any sort of assessment, Willie, in how this achieves a kind of national voice as opposed to a lot of hipsters getting together and sort of comparing notes?
Well, you know, what's great about this process is anybody with a Twitter account, and that's obviously not just hipsters, can participate. And I think that's why it's really reflective of what everyone is thinking.
And everyone will be watching the inauguration as part of our coverage on Monday. We'll curate and deliver some, if not all, of these lines. And at thetakeaway.org, you'll be able to see the whole poem in its raw sort of collective voice beauty, Patrick.
Yeah, and it feels very multi-generational, which is pretty awesome. I love Say Hope and Kindred Witness, Dr. Newville at Dr. Newville. Some of the Twitter folks are understanding that less truly is more. They're not filling out the 140 characters.
That's so great. And, you know, you can actually put them in different sequences, too. Say, take my hand to the downtrodden, the lost. Say, hope, eyes turned not to the gauzy sky, nor to the brassy gates of power, writes Brent, but to the frost-bitten grass beneath our feet. And it's expected to be frosty on Monday at the inauguration.
It truly is.
Patrick Henry Bass, books editor for Essence. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
So you start something, and every once in a while, it takes off. Yesterday, we gave you the first line from poet Kwame Dawes for a national inaugural poem to be composed on Twitter. Here it is.
Say, nation, in the wake of quarrels, say hope.
And you picked up right there, tweeting us additional lines under the hashtag PrezPoem. That's Prez with a Z. Here's some of the lines voiced by our WQXR radio buddy, Jeffrey Spurgeon.
Witness progress in the union of many. Say forward. Say hope in our soul. Hear unity from voices that speak. Be not divisive nor divided. Speak it into action and watch our dreams reshape the future.
Special thanks to Mark, Sammy, Ryan, Marie, and Cord for submitting those lines read by Jeff Spurgeon. Keep it going at Twitter with the hashtag PrezPoem. That's Prez with a Z.